Hey sports fans, BMOC here. Start your day by playing Sportle, a sports-themed word-guessing game from our friends at Big Swing Games.
You've got six chances to solve the puzzle. It's either a sports term, a sports personality, or a team name.
Head to sportle.pro to play. There's a new puzzle every day, and it's completely free.
But if you like it, be sure to click that share button and send it to all your sports fan friends.
Seriously, please do that. We need a win so bad.
So bad. Like, really bad. So head to sportle.pro. That's Sportle, sportle.pro, to play Sportle.
Good times. Okay, we are speeding. We're going to cue the coach in 3, 2, 1.
We're wrapping up the madness with our final thoughts and lukewarm takes, plus Maestro talks EPL, BMOC speculates like a madman, and I reveal the UK surprise, or do I?
Hey everybody, what day is it?
It's not Monday.
It's not Tuesday.
It's Sports Wednesday.
Worldwide. That's live music, everybody. Live music on a podcast. You don't get that too often. No, welcome don't. To Sports Wednesday. My name is Pete Brown. I'm the big man on campus. This is Sports Talk for the medium fan. That means we get the big stories right and the details wrong frequently. If you're cool with that, we'll have a show. I should also say we frequently are really poorly timed for talking about sporting events because Wednesday's the middle of the week, so it's several days after the recent events have happened, and yet several days before the new events are going to happen. So that's our niche.
Nice job with the Wednesday idea.
Yeah, no problem. That's the one idea I brought to the podcast. We'll do it on Wednesdays.
It's a good idea.
Joining me, as always.
It's a go-to excuse. It fits.
That's right. Joining me, as always, is basketball legend Matt Longley. How's it going, Coach?
It's going good. It's going good. We're going to talk some basketball and drink beer and be goofy.
That's right. And then with those sick guitar licks that set this show apart, it's the Maestro, Brian Hake. How are you, Maestro?
Tell you what, I haven't played guitar in a while, so this is feeling pretty good. You're going to hear all kinds of noodling. I'm going to noodle it.
Noodle, noodle, noodle.
We're going to have some noodling. It's going to be very mathy tonight. So I know both of you guys had sporting events earlier this evening, so just with the thumbs up, thumbs down, how'd it go?
So I was told by another listener that whenever we do thumbs up, thumbs down, he says, why do you do that on podcast? So hop, I have my thumbs down right now. It was a
I
bad
got
night.
Two thumbs down. So coach with the middle school baseball didn't go so well?
No.
Not a great night?
As I told you, we got killed.
And Maestro, how'd the volleyball go?
It started great, but it ended poorly. But I will say, my son's team, they're improving, and they're hanging in there. They're kind of like the Columbus Blue Jackets. They hang in there, but they come up short at the end with the loss. But no, it's been fun to watch.
Talking about starting great and ending poorly, if you want to follow this show on the social media, why don't you?
Yeah.
We're at Sports Wednesday on all the important platforms, by which we mean Threads, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.
Threads. Or
over on X at Sport Wednesday, still no S for us there. And then you can head to sportswednesday.com to pick up your official Sports Wednesday merch. And I'll tell you, I think I'm needing some merch. I'm noticing either my shirts are shrinking or BMOC is growing. One of those two things is true.
You've got to upgrade.
That's right. It's time for an upgrade, I think. Very good. So that's that. Oh, just a reminder to check out the daily Sportle at sportle.pro. It's the only sports-themed word-guessing game that doesn't suck. Brought to you by our good friends at Big Swing Games. Sportle.pro.
Dot pro, everybody.
Dot pro.
I got it today.
You got it today.
I told you I took a peek at the upcoming puzzles, and I'm excited here for the end of April. There's some tough ones.
There's some good ones.
Yeah, some good ones there. Nice job with the Sportles, Coach. Very good.
Thank you.
What are you fellas drinking tonight? What do you got there, Maestro?
I got nothing.
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 Just keeping it straight so he can play those sick guitar licks. How about you, Coach? What do you got?
I am drinking Wolf's Ridge Daybreak. It's the coffee-tinged cream ale. It's so delicious.
That's a Coach favorite. That replaced his Saison.
It did. I don't drink a Saison. Drink this, baby.
Nice and beautiful.
And how about you, BMOC? What are you drinking?
The PBR tonight. Got a PBR. Drank PBR before the show. Now this is number two, so we're doing pretty well.
Two-beer Pete.
There we go. All right. Well, I think that's all the housekeeping. Got it done in record time. We're going to do it in under 5 minutes. Let's do it. It's time for the main event.
The main event.
Joe Cocker faces going in there.
Much like when I first got medicated in 2011, it's time to discuss the end of the madness.
Oh, yeah. Or the beginning of a new madness.
That's right. So we're talking March Madness. The game was last night. Of course, it'll be two nights ago by the time you're hearing these lukewarm takes. But we're going to talk about it anyway. Connecticut taking down Purdue. And I just wanted to give you all some final thoughts here, Coach. Did you watch a game? Final thoughts on Connecticut, where they are in college basketball team history.
Yeah, I did watch the game because, like, usually the game, I mean, the game doesn't start till like, what, like
9:20? Yeah.
So it starts so late, but I actually said, you know, I'm going to sit down and watch this game. I watched until it got out of hand, so probably with about 10 minutes to go. Once Connecticut went up by, I think it was 15 or 16. And I got to tell you, that was a valiant effort by Purdue. They did as much as they could as far as Zach Edey could take them. But Connecticut is, you know, plain and simple, goddamn good basketball team. Like, really, really good. And as far as history-wise, going back-to-back in this day and age, I mean, to keep those players together and be that good for 2 years, if they put another one, if they can do one more, they're going to be in the top five of all-time basketball teams. Oh, there it is.
Maestro cracking a PBR. Well, let me say, I mean, they won every game in the tournament by an average of like 14 points,
yeah,
which has never been done before. I mean, they have
no.
to. This particular team has to be considered one of the greatest tournament teams.
Oh, by far. I mean, the only other team I can compare them to who didn't finish the job was, remember when UNLV was just so damn good,
mm-hmm.
and they were blowing everybody out in the tournament, and then they lost the last game, kind of got upset by Duke.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Bobby Hurley, mm-hmm. ironically, Bobby Hurley's team, Danny's brother, that beat them. And, like, Purdue had that hope, like, maybe. And the game started, and it was like, oh, wow, Zach Edey's getting everything he wants. They hit a couple threes. And then Connecticut became Connecticut, and once they got down, once Connecticut went up by more than 10 points, Purdue didn't know what to do because they knew they couldn't chip away with just Zach Edey.
Yeah, I thought Dan Hurley's strategy for Edey was pretty good, which was he's going to get his points, but let's play out on everybody else and get in their faces.
Yes.
So because for Purdue to win, they needed at least one other player to step up, and no one did.
Yeah. Did you notice that they kind of let them play a little bit last night?
Oh yeah, they did, especially those two bigs.
Yes, which I kind of liked.
I did too. I mean, but you saw Samson Johnson fouled out, and
yeah,
oh man, the other guy's name's escaping me.
Escaping
the
me.
The 7 foot
that
two
was on
guy.
Last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it!
Did you watch it, Maestro?
I didn't watch it.
So, okay. Well, no worries. So let's go to you for the game breakdown.
What was your favorite part of the game last night?
Kidding aside, I did follow the score. I just wanted to make sure Connecticut won because that's who I picked. You know, because that's what I do. Pick them.
Very good. Well, I was entertained by the game even when Connecticut got up. There was, you know, if Purdue had started hitting, they only had one 3-pointer in the first half.
I know. You can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, you can in 1979.
Yes.
Oh, hang on, Maestro. It's time for Maestro Decides. Coach and we just made the same joke, but Coach's joke was you can do that in 1986, and mine was you can do that in 1979. Whose was funnier?
Let's let Maestro decide.
1979.
Okay, can I say something now? This joke isn't funny because they didn't have three-pointers back then. So
that was the first year of three-pointer.
In college?
Yeah.
Petey.
Petey.
Check that out.
You better check that out.
I'll tell you what, we'll have Banjo check that out and get back to us.
Oh,
ouch!
Too soon.
Too soon. Once again, rest in peace, Banjo the Fish.
Banjo.
Poor Banjo.
Banjo.
All right, so let me ask you this, Maestro: if it turns out I was wrong and there was no 3-pointer in 1979, is it
still a better joke?
Makes it funnier. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God, you're such a homer for Pete. It's just such a homer. I can't win. I can't win.
I learn from the best.
All right. That's the men's recap. Did you guys watch any of the women's games, the women's Final Four, or the final game?
I watched the final game. That's literally the first college women's basketball game I watched.
What'd you think?
South Carolina's really good.
Yeah. I was entertained by that game.
I
watched the Iowa UConn game as well.
Yeah.
So I watched both of them, and I was super entertained by both of them. It was some really good basketball. Lots of great 3-point shooters on those teams.
Lots. Yeah. That's the game.
Yeah.
Iowa had no answer for the size of South Carolina. They just didn't.
It seems like women's hoops, they have wire to wire undefeated teams pretty regularly.
Yeah.
And South Carolina.
Connecticut's done it multiple times.
Yeah. South Carolina.
Tennessee.
Is the latest.
37. Like, South Carolina has lost three games in the last 3 years.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, like, name how many times it's been done in men's college basketball.
47-1.
It's never been done, right?
Yeah, it's been done.
Has it? UCLA?
Yeah. Indiana.
But is that 1979?
Name the job. Could be. Indiana.
It's actually 70. It's 70s. It was with Isaiah Thomas. He was on that team.
Okay.
They were perfect.
We'll have Petey check that out.
Petey,
as well.
Petey, not Banjo.
He's going to be busy. All right, did either of you guys see that foul in the Iowa UConn game? It was 3 seconds left, and they called a moving screen.
Yes.
And I've heard lots of people talking about it. Some saying it was a good call. Some saying it was technically the right call, but you don't make that call at that point in the game with 3 seconds left. And I was curious what your take on that was. What do you think, Maestro?
I agree with the call.
Yeah.
It was pretty blatant.
Yeah, I thought so too. I didn't get not calling. I don't get what people saying you shouldn't call it that late. What were you supposed to do though? It was an absolute moving screen. There's really, I get like the reaches or maybe a ticky tack, like a reach foul or something like that maybe. Yeah. But like that was a foul.
Yeah,
I didn't have an issue with that.
I got
you. What about you?
I agree that it was a good call and that it was blatant enough to make that call at that point. Yeah. I do kind of lean towards calls should be pretty blatant as the game is winding up because you don't want a game to be decided mm-hmm. by a call. That's the last thing you want. But, I mean, her legs were out way past her shoulders.
Yes.
She was sliding over there. And I think if you're a UConn fan, you're on the don't make that call at that point. But
of course they are. Yeah. I would too. If that was my team, I'd be banging the drum hard and say, that's a horrible call. But
yeah, would have been fun to see them. And that game, I thought, was actually even a little more entertaining than the national championship game just because it was
way more
close to the end. Yeah.
Well, because at the end of the national championship game, it became desperation Caitlin Clark, and she was shooting 26-footers. Like, once she started doing that, I'm like, okay, that even she knows there's no answer.
Yeah.
Like, they're done.
Desperation, Caitlin Clark.
We'll move on to from this, but do you think that women's hoops can keep the momentum that they built this year?
It'd be cool if they could. They need a
1986.
They need a new Caitlin Clark, that's for sure. yeah. for somebody to keep that sort of momentum going.
Coach, you got an update from PD on your phone? Did PD text you?
Me?
Yeah.
PD yeah, just that sent was sent by PD. Because he loves me.
You want to tell us what it says?
Yes, it says the college three-pointer was added to college in 1986. Thank you.
1979, Battlestar Galactica. Tree Rollins. All righty. Just a quick wrap-up then on our Sports Wednesday men's tournament bracket. 117,000 people on there.
Wow.
BMOC continues his rampant role, coming off his 8-for-8 Super Bowl parlay to win the Sports Wednesday pool. I tell you what, you get 3 out of the 4 Final Four teams, plus the Final Two and the national champion all correct. You're going to get some points.
Who got that? Who did that?
That was BMOC.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You guys mocked me.
You did
me.
That well.
You mocked me when I said NC State was going to make the Final Four.
I know I did.
I did no such thing. I did never mocked you ever.
We'll go to the tape.
Now, Coach, for sure. But
oh, I mean, I'm sure I did.
But Maestro, the mockery came charging up. Came charging up from the middle of the field to take second place. Nice job there, Maestro. So good job picking Connecticut day one.
Did I get third? Did I get third?
Third on this podcast.
That's right. So as you know, we give our top finisher, who's not one of us, so no prize for me or Maestro, even though we finished 1-2, and also a prize for last place, which turned out to be Coach. 400 God. Points.
400 so points, bad. That's it?
Oh, shut up.
How many points did you have, BMSC?
I had 1590.
It's kind of like SAT scores.
Yeah.
That's about right. That's about where I landed.
Coach, with Auburn and Kentucky just both going out in the first round, pretty much sunk you from the get-go.
Yeah, I was done. Oh my God. Hey, just like the game company I'm a part of, I took a big swing.
He had some jet lag. He had a little bit of Paris wine still in his system. Maybe a little bit of Irish whiskey in him.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get 2 soup cans and a really long string so Maestro and I can throw it down to the bottom of the bracket and talk to Coach.
Hello.
Dick.
So who are our winners? Tying Maestro for second place with loyal listener Tyler Hayes.
How about that?
So he gets a pull from the prize bucket and then one just slightly ahead of Coach in 16th place. I can't believe this guy's winning again.
He did it again.
It's Tall Sean.
Oh, my God.
Our Big Ten expert picked Illinois to win it all. Ended up in 16th out of 17th place, so he gets his prize pool. Should I do those prize pools now?
Oh, I think you absolutely should.
You guys like the live prize pools? All right, Maestro, you'll play a little guitar pool while I get this bucket out.
All right.
So for Hayes, I went for a large. I pulled out the first large I could find. Looks like he's going home with a lovely...
Oh, San Francisco Giants.
San Francisco Giants National League t-shirt.
I love when they tell you what league they're a part of.
That is really nice. It's gray and orange. All right, we're going back for Tall Sean now.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go for an XL here.
Yeah.
Alrighty. I think Tall Sean's going to really enjoy this.
Oh, I can't wait. Is it Illinois? The Cougars.
It's a Washington Cougars quarter zip golf shirt.
Oh, my God. And you know, he just loves golf.
He loves golf. This is going to be a nice team issue.
Oh, that's the pirate.
That's nice. He's going to dig that.
That's really nice. He's going to love that.
That's going to look great on him.
It's going to look great on Tall Sean.
He can pull anything off, let's face it. All right, so that's our bracket wrap-up. We'll get those prizes out to you. Anything else on college basketball before we throw it around the horn, fellas?
No, the only observation is I probably should have watched more.
Mm.
I think next year I'm going to watch a little bit more. A little bit more.
I watched a lot of OU, but not much beyond
I watched that. A lot of OU and Ohio State, but I just never ventured outside my comfort zone.
Is there a name for somebody like me and possibly like millions of others that just are curious about their picks in the bracket and don't really care about the actual games themselves?
Oh, there's so many.
Is there a name for that, I wonder? Like, I had no interest in the game. Like, I liked the – it's kind of like watching SportsCenter during college game day during college football season. Like, I love the sound of it. I love them talking about the games. But when the games actually start, I'm like
I do like I wish – and I don't have that, but, like, I do enjoy and I miss the days, especially when I was a younger man and had no – nowhere to go on those first couple days of, you know, that Thursday, Friday. Those might be the two best days of just watching basketball all day. Those are the days that I could consume large amounts of basketball.
I mean, definitely the beginning parts of the tournament are more fun. Like
all
the games going on and the chaos of it. But, like, once we kind of whittled down and it got just to be the top seeds and the top eight, it was like, I'm not interested. I mean, I think the most interesting team to me was Alabama.
Yeah, which is crazy, but yeah.
And I think it had to do with Sears.
Well, it did. Yeah.
I was just rooting for him.
So was I. Every time he played well, I was rooting for him, but I was pissed because I was like, God, you know how good you would be. This OU team, like we would have made the tournament every year and maybe had a couple upsets. Obviously, he's not making the Final Four.
Yeah.
But selfishly, I'm like, why? We had you.
Yeah.
Do you think is he a senior or does he get one?
Yeah.
Do you think he played well enough to get a look?
I think he'll get a look. He had a lot of points, and I mean, he got an extensive. I mean, that's 2 years in a row he's had a good run in the tournament. Yeah. And this year he was the guy. Yeah, he'll get a look.
Deep cut for you. Question. The point guard for OU a few years ago, is he still bouncing around the league?
Jason Preston?
I think he's with Utah.
Is he?
But he's not on the team. I think he's still in their developmental, I think.
Gotcha.
He's not with the Clippers anymore.
Can you make a living doing that?
Because I looked up him. I looked up Jay Press maybe a month ago just to see where he was at. I feel like it was Utah.
Yeah, says he's with Utah.
Okay.
So there you have it.
There you have it.
So, excellent. Well, I will say this. I, as you know, have expressed my concern that with the NIL era, there wouldn't be as many upsets. And then Maestro said, these guys are teenagers. There's going to be upsets. And he was totally on.
He was on point.
It was a nice correction there by Maestro. And then, but there's not a lot of buzzer beaters in this tournament.
I don't think there were any.
Yeah.
None. Which is rare. Usually you get one or two.
Yeah.
Also, this was the first time in a little while that was a number one versus a number one.
Right.
Which we had not had that for a while.
Fair.
Hey, I got a little plug for Ohio State because I know we're all a bunch of homers. But somebody texted me. It might have been Breakdancer Mike. He said that Ohio State actually beat Purdue and
beat Alabama.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So technically they beat two of the top teams in the league.
They did.
I don't know. Ohio State, any homer will spin it to make it work for them, right?
Of course,
actually,
they will.
The OSU women, you know, they beat Iowa. They beat Iowa pretty handily this year.
Yeah, then they shit the bed against Duke.
Yeah, they were ranked as high as second at one point during the year. So, all right, well, I think that's the main event. We're going to wrap that up. End of the madness. Enjoyed that.
The madness.
I will say I enjoyed a lot of college basketball this year, and I, you know, enjoyed watching these games over the past couple of days. So, good job.
Yeah.
College basketball players. It's time to throw it around the horn.
Around the horn. Around the horn. Around the horn.
Here's the pitch, a little outside.
I'm losing my mind, Phil.
Swing and a miss. He throws it to coach at third.
Hey, I got it. All right, my so yesterday, I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? Or 2 days ago? Kentucky coach Calipari.
Yes.
Like, so he takes off and goes to Arkansas, which I thought that was kind of a savvy move by him, because I think they were about to fire him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think that was good for Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now the big thing is everybody's focused on who's going to be the next coach for Kentucky. But here's the thing that kind of chaps my ass. Because it comes out, and he takes the Arkansas job, and Sports Illustrated comes out and says, in February, when Ohio State fired Holtman, that John Calipari was interested in becoming Ohio State's basketball coach.
Yeah.
Really?
And here's where I get – this bothers me. So Ohio State hired the – whatever his name is. We'll call
Jake
him...
Jake Diebler.
No, not him. They hired... we'll call him Jim Dinglebutt. The guy that they got from Texas A&M. He's the guy that maneuvered and got all the money to get rid of Jimbo Fisher. They said, this guy's a big gun. He loves to come and spend money and hire people. All right, great. So then he gets his first opportunity because they fire Holtman. And not long after Holtman got fired, this Calipari somehow gets through the rumor mill. He wants him to hear it, that he's interested in this job. Like, why the fuck wouldn't you entertain John Calipari before you decide to hire the interim coach? I don't get that at all. I just don't. That was such a huge miss by Ohio State. Huge miss by Ohio State. That would have created, like, Urban Meyer buzz.
How real do you think that was, though?
I think it was real.
Yeah.
Because let's put it this way. Calipari's looking for an out. He's looking for a big school, but not a football school. I mean, not a basketball school. He wants to get away from UK. He comes to Ohio State. He's definitely in a conference he can win. He's at a school that wants to spend a shit ton of money. And if he just gets to the tournament and wins a couple games, people love him. He could resurrect his career, and he brings major buzz and major top five, like five-star guys. They would love to play at Ohio State. Look at all the buzz. I think he would have changed the trajectory of that program.
Where was he before UK?
So he started at UMass, then Calipari went to the pros, and then he was at Memphis. And he went to the title game with Memphis. And maybe he went to the final. I mean, he's a good coach. He recruits great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something fishy going on. Maybe there's some damaged goods that Ohio State sniffed out.
No, Ohio State just...
They weren't on their game.
They got sucked into the interim coach, wins a few games. And Diebler might be great. I just... Why would you not entertain at least wait? Like, they didn't have to hire Diebler. They could have waited. If they would have waited... I don't know.
Hey, maybe they're saving a little money. They can paint the parking lot.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That's what they were thinking. You're going to paint that parking
lot.
That's
why they did it, so they could paint the parking lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, we can paint the
But I would say this, Coach. Everything you said about Ohio State is also true for Arkansas for the job he took.
True, but here's my problem though. you go from the SEC and you stay in the SEC, so I know he knows it, but, like, I don't know. Like, if you go to a brand new start, like, if he goes to the Big Ten, like, Big Ten's ripe for someone to take over again. I mean, Izzo's on his way out. Like, Izzo is the old man out. I don't know. I don't believe Purdue is going to be a year in, year out. Like, they really need somebody. I just think that was kind of a miss. Like, if this guy from Texas A&M was such a big swinging dick, he didn't really do it there. He kind of took the easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked a big swing there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay. Like a big splash.
Yeah.
I hope Diebler does well. I hope Diebler does really well.
I wish we had our Big Ten expert on the show because I think he'd probably be weighing in.
He did
here.
Text me about that too. I think we need to have our Big Ten expert.
But let me ask you this. Do you remember when Thad Matta had to take a couple games off because his feet hurt?
Mm hmm.
I think he had plantar fasciitis and he just couldn't stand anymore.
Yeah. He was a physical mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had back problems. He was a mess.
So that's probably, they look at Diebler and they're like, his feet seem pretty good.
they took him to the foot store.
They're still paying Thad Matta's foot bill.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
That's right, the job.
What's the foot doctor called?
The podiatrist?
Podiatrist,
that's right. The good feet store. You get a good feet store.
Good feet store.
You get a gift card if you hired at Ohio State. Thanks to the Goodfeet store.
The Goodfeet store. I love the testimonials. It just gets me every time.
Nice job there. At third base, Coach fires it across the diamond of Maestro at second.
Hey, let's talk EPL. All right. So we are in the home stretch of the EPL season. I think there's 7 games left. 6 or 7, maybe 8. I don't know. It usually goes into May. We've got a 3-dog fight here. I don't know if you guys are following at all, but at 71 points, we've got Arsenal. At 71 points, we got Liverpool. And at 70 points, we got Man City. The Spurs are still up there. They're at 60 points. 60 and so points, is Austin yeah. Villa. They're both tied. But I think there's 3 dogs that are running here. And I think the first one to flinch is going to be the one to fall. And last year it was pretty much Arsenal and Man City and Liverpool. You know, they fell apart in the stretch. And I think this year they're looking a lot better. Liverpool is kind of the oddball, and I think they're super strong too. But they did flinch. They tied over the weekend, and so they're kind of slipping a little bit. So.
So out of those final games, how many times do they play head-to-head?
That's a great question. I think that Man City and Arsenal have already played each other twice. So that's over, which is good for Arsenal. But I don't know the remaining schedule. I think maybe Liverpool and Man City do play, but I might be wrong. But there's still some tough games in there, obviously. You know, Chelsea and the Spurs and Aston Villa, they're all going to really want to spoil one of these teams' home stretch. But it's exciting. I think Arsenal, like I said, looking a lot better than they did last year, so I think they have a chance. And Man City and Arsenal both played their quarter final matches in the Champions League today. They both tied. Arsenal played Bayern Munich, so that's Harry Kane's team. They tied.
Harry Kane.
Tied 2-2. And then Man City played, the Real Madrid, and they tied 3-3. So I'm looking,
it doesn't look like Liverpool plays Man City again. They've got Crystal Palace.
No head-to-heads?
Yeah, Fulham, Everton, West Ham. Tottenham.
Those are all winnable.
Well, I wonder how it's. I mean,
coach's old team, Wolverhampton.
They'll see each other in the playoffs at least.
Yeah, it'll be great.
No playoff.
I know that.
It is wild that there isn't. It is wild that there isn't a playoff. But I also think that it's kind of. It's so different than what we're used to, Right? Could you imagine if just the MLB didn't have a playoff? They just played their 100 games.
Well,
and then
back in the day, you won the pennant. There were four teams in the playoffs. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. West, that's it. So, I mean, I don't know.
Maestro, let me ask you this. Isn't Liverpool King Havoc's team?
Yes.
It is. So do you have some good sibling rivalry going on? You got some scratch going on here?
We don't go there. We don't. It's interesting. We don't needle each other when other teams when they're playing each other. It's all above board, just keeping it positive.
No betting with Maestro's
brother. I think my brother actually really is a fan. He likes Arsenal. I mean, I think obviously he loves Liverpool, but I actually like Liverpool too. So we haven't gone there yet.
Liverpool. You haven't.
No. Keep it on the up and up.
The up and up.
All right, Maestro throws it to BMOC from second. Whoosh. As shortstop. I'm at shortstop tonight. Nice. All right, fellas, you asked me what this meant when I put it on the show sheet, and I said we got to wait till showtime. I'm going to do a little speculative exercise, a little thought experiment here. All right, we got Maestro's driveway. We've moved all the cars out, okay? We're going to be playing some 2-on-3 basketball. These are the teams, and I want you to break down the game.
Okay.
Team one is Maestro and Zach Eady. Team two is BMOC, Coach, and Caitlin Clark.
What?
Oh.
Who's going to win that game? See, originally, you're about to be like Zach Eady, but there's no dunking in this game because Maestro doesn't want his rim messed up.
So he can't dunk.
Yeah.
Oh.
No rim in at Maestro's place.
And I've got a couple variations we can throw.
Come on. You can't slide that in there and walk away from that.
Oh, my God.
God, can't slide that rim talk in there.
Oh, that rim talk. You can't be the rim of the hole and do that.
So, we'll put it this way, Coach.
Okay.
You know my basketball skills. You've seen Caitlin Clark play. How are we going to play Maestro and Zach Eady?
Oh. Well, first of all, we can't guard Zach Eady.
We can double him.
Okay. We could. But it wouldn't work because there's zero chance any pass that Maestro does to him that we wouldn't be able to. Let me ask this question. Sometimes driveway basketball is make it take it. Is it make it take it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Another question.
Is there a 2-point or
is there a
3-point
shot? Yeah.
Yeah, there is a 3-point
Then I don't care. Zach Eady can get all he wants. We're just going to feed Caitlin Clark. We are not doing anything because. As much as I love Maestro, he can't guard Caitlin Clark.
Oh, there's... No, I'm not going there.
But...
I would set picks.
Let me ask you this, though.
I would push her lower on the driveway because it's uneven. You know,
it is.
That might throw her off a little bit, her trajectory of arc.
Wouldn't you put Eady on Clark? That makes more sense to me. And then leaving you to defend with me and Coach.
Oh yeah.
Well, we would
honestly, let's just be honest here. It would just be Zach Eady against Caitlin Clark, and you and I, us three would be sitting in the grass sipping beers.
Coach's knees going
crunchy.
Because I was going to throw Tall Sean in there as a third defender on Zach Eady,
but his back would go out immediately.
I know, and he would be down. Once. But he is the Big Ten expert.
Height at that type of game with us, podunk
to 21 to 21. Who wins
to 21? God, we might die from just pure exhaustion.
I'm gonna call it.
I think we win 21-19. No, 21. I'm sorry, 21-18. I don't think they hit any odd points. Zach Eady gets 9 baskets, and we get 7. We win.
What do you think, Maestro?
No, it's not even close.
You don't think Caitlin Clark could find her range and just hit everything?
Yeah, but I would just put Zach. He would just swat it. He would. I'd just put him under the hoop.
And
he just.
And then when he goes out and gives it to me, I lay it in. Boom, bucket.
No, we win.
I would set a mean pick on Zachy.
Got to win by two. We win 23-21.
Oh. BMOC?
I have a hard time deciding. That's why I brought this one here when I started thinking about it. And
I mean, Zach Edey is a beast.
I keep seeing, like, Edey
and
knows.
Our best buddies, though. We would have all kinds of great plays.
He knows he can't dunk.
My jumper. Here's the thing. If it's at my house, I know all the sweet spots. I have places that I just don't miss.
It's true. You've got the home court advantage.
Home court advantage. Oh.
Meanwhile,
you should never shoot.
Coach is trying to put me on his shoulders to guard Edey.
Yes.
I changed it. It's 21-15. We win.
21-15?
Yeah.
Caitlin only hits 5 shots?
It takes maybe 10 minutes.
Zach Edey, I know he looks skinny, but he weighs like 300 pounds.
He's an immovable beast.
As much as I think I want to say the extra person gives us the advantage, I feel like the bigs win this one. Maestro.
You're probably right.
1979.
But I think it would be a good game.
We score.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, we'll give it to Zach. He scores two. Caitlin's, if she can get three for every two.
Yeah. So basically, we would pass it to her, and then you and I would just both try to box Edey out.
Yes, or tackle him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no refs.
Maestro's going to get 20 rebounds in the game.
Yes, he is. But the key, here's what it is, though. This would be great. The rule is Caitlin and Edey have a 10-point max. That's as much as they can score.
Yeah.
So the rest of us have to figure it out. That would be fun.
Really comes down to Coach versus Maestro with BMOC being consistently BMOC.
Just pass it to me, baby.
just pass it the ball. All right, that's the speculative 2 versus 3.
I like speculative.
That was great.
All right.
That was good.
Well, bring it back. You know what else is good? Making money on sports. And to do that, you've got to know how to wager. And to do that, you need a podcast that every week tells you what are the wagers of the week.
I don't even know what to say to that. That was something.
The reason I said there was a no dunking rule at Maestro's is based solely on Maestro has a no spinning rule when he plays foosball.
Yes, no spinning, no dunking.
Mm-hmm. I figured it just translates over. All right, wagers of the week. We started out with 10 points each. We make wagers, and we try and turn those 10 points into lots of points. Our season goes Super Bowl to Super Bowl. Last week we were off. We didn't make wagers. So our last wagers were 2 weeks ago, back when Creighton was playing the University of Tennessee, and Coach was sure they were going to win with those three extra points. It did not come out. Maestro, as those of you who follow us on Instagram know.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you pick the Pittsburgh Penguins to beat the CBJ? Hey, Maestro, tell us about that game, by the way. How was it?
Oh, it was awesome. We hit up a dive bar before. Went down with Havoc and his son Evan and a couple of their buddies. Had a couple pre-gamers at the... I think it's called the... Oh, shoot. The Shale? It's called the Shale. It's a cool little dive bar. And then went in, watched the game. There was a surprising amount of Columbus Blue Jackets fans there, but it was a great crowd. Got a Hawaiian shirt.
Nice. Sweet shirt.
Pretty cool shirt. But the game was great. I mean, Columbus, I was proud of them. They hung in there. It was third period before, you know, the Penguins pulled away. But I did wear my Penguin sweater.
As you should.
Do you?
It was a great time.
Did you get to walk from the dive bar to the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and so, like, yeah, everything in Pittsburgh is on hills, so, yeah. Like, we parked kind of over the hill, like, in the, they used to call it, like, the Hill District, but the stadium kind of is built into the hill, so you can go in the top entrance,
yeah.
Like, a high entrance or the low entrance. The low entrance is where we went in, because that's kind of where, like, the, I think, I want to say it's, like, the Duquesne bars, but there's a bunch of bars and restaurants, like, on the lower side, so we kind of walked around and went in that way. And then we hit up Permane's after, got a big old giant sandwich.
Giant
yeah,
sandwich.
Yeah, that looked delicious.
Deadly.
Is there a Permane's here? There used to be one there on used South to be campus, on... but I don't think there's one anymore, right?
Yeah, I went there a couple times.
Delightful.
Yeah.
You have it.
It's a shame.
Do you think Maestro people would go to a bar in Pittsburgh if it was called Yinzer's?
I'm sure there is a bar called Yinzer's there, but I would... The Yinzers probably wouldn't go there.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Everyone else would.
They'd rather go to one called, like, Tommy's. Or
Jake's.
Jake's.
Or, you know, maybe Ben Roethlisberger has a bar.
Oh, God, here it goes.
Oh, here we go.
Hansies.
That's the... That's the most polite name. That
I thought it was going to be something completely different. Hansies is pretty good. I think that can stay.
I thought you were going to say that can stay.
Right. He had some rapies. Restraint there. Because yeah. I took a pause and I was like, I was doing this. I was trying to find the timestamp. I'm like, okay, here we go. I got to remember the timestamp. And he goes, pulled it off. Okay. Because I thought that was going to go a little darker.
Here comes your 19th nervous breakdown. All right, and BMOC took Arizona minus 7.5 against Clemson. That didn't turn
out.
How'd
that go?
So here we are, early in the season. Maestro building a commanding lead with 30 points. Coach at minus 10, BMOC at minus 10. What are this week's wagers? Oh, this week's wagers, by the way, were themed. They're straight up wagers. We're in the part of sports right now where we're not getting lines because we record on a Monday or a Tuesday and the show doesn't come out until Wednesday. So we're typically looking later in the week and we don't know what those lines are. So it's straight up wagers on MLS soccer this week.
Wow, you guys switched. Were these all? I thought earlier there was a hockey game on there.
Well, we got into a big discussion on how we can wager on soccer without it being just a straight-up wager, and then we decided to throw it out and just say, let's do MLS straight-up this week.
Yeah, so we just...
Cool.
So we just threw it out. We're going to theme the wagers for the next couple weeks, everybody.
I like it.
Coach, what do you got?
I have New York City Football Club. I'm picking them to beat the New England Revolution. Does Alexi Lalas still play for them?
I don't think so.
John Harkes.
I think he's retired.
Harkey! Hoxie!
All right, Maestro?
I'm taking our Columbus crew over to Salt Lake. I think, are they called Real Salt Lake?
Yeah.
Real.
They're keeping it Real.
They're both tied up. They're both like number four or three or four in their respective divisions. So it's an even matchup.
In Salt Lake, though. Late at night.
Yeah. I like it.
It's a late night one.
He's taking it. Real Salt Lake. Hansies.
Hansies. I love that bar.
All right. I don't know why I'm enjoying this joke so much. It's not that great.
I don't know. It's so good. It's because you had restraint, because that could have gone so many places and you didn't. It's just, which makes it so much better.
All right.
I really pictured something different.
BMOC says take the New York Red Bulls over the Chicago Fire for 10 points there. So if you're making...
And watch it at Hansies. We got 20 screens at Hansies.
If you're making a straight-up bet, that means you're probably betting a candy bar with your grandma because none of the major sports books do the straight-up bets anymore. So call up grandma, see how she's doing, see if she'll make a bet with you. Take
candy bar.
NYCFC. Take the crew. Take New York Red Bull. Over Chicago.
Do what you gotta do.
All right, fellas, anything else before we wrap this one up?
No. I think you handled it well.
Maestro.
Pansies.
We're making that t-shirt and we're putting it on the sports list.
There being no other sports fit to be discussed in a medium sort of way, on behalf of basketball legend Matt Longley and the maestro Brian Hake, I'm Pete Brown, the big man on campus, saying good times, everybody. Good times. Wednesday is produced by Blue Monkey Communications and features basketball legend Matt Longley, the maestro Brian Hake, and me, Pete Brown. Some music and sound effects from today's show came from the websites audionautics.com and freesound.org. Visit sportswednesday.com for complete attribution. You can follow us on Twitter at Sport Wednesday, that's sport with no S, Wednesday, and on Instagram at Sports Wednesday. For more information about the board game Hoopsters, visit hoopsters.store, drop your email address in, and we'll keep you in the loop. Until next Wednesday, and on behalf of basketball legend Matt Longley and the maestro Brian Hake, I'm Pete Brown, the big man on campus, saying, good times, everybody. Good times.